Hello, you're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Coverings 2020. We're in the Dixie space, and I'm here with three distinguished gentlemen who obviously know about style and design. We got T.M. Knuckles here, the president. We got Jamin Stepp, who's the vice president of hard surface, and Jared Coffin, the vice president of soft surface. You guys doing okay?
Doing great, Kemp. Good afternoon. Thank you.
Doing wonderful, Kemp.
Thanks for being here.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good. I feel like a dwarf standing beside you guys. But let's talk. Let's first, TM, if you don't mind, let's talk about the business a little bit. So tell us a little bit about 19.
Well, 19 overall for the industry was certainly a challenging year in carpet. Carpet was down about 7% overall, but if you take out builder and multifamily and leave it with residential replacement was probably down 10% or more. So it was a tough year for our segment of the business. That being said, our retail business hung in there pretty well. Our carpet business at retail was down a little bit less than 5%, so feel pretty good about that. Our hard surface programs grew nicely. We were up almost 50% in our hard surface programs, and we feel like we really outpaced the market both in soft and hard surface for 2019. As happy as I am with the retail, specialty retail side of the business, the home center business was equally disappointing. It was a very challenging year. There was a lot of movement in our home center business, and our home center business was significantly off for the year 19. So looking forward, with the introductions we have in 2020 and the success we're showing at specialty retail, I feel really good about our specialty retail opportunity. I think we'll continue to outpace the market, and we're going to work very hard as we can, to improve our position in the home center channel.
Is it about 80-20 carpet to hard surface with you guys now?
Oh, I think it's still much greater than 80% carpet for us. So our hard surface program is growing very nicely, but it is a very small part of our business.
And you've got a big anniversary to talk about this year, right?
So this year, in December, the Dixie Group's going to celebrate 100 years in business, December the 29th, and we're excited about that. It's through transformation and innovation that the Dixie Group has been able to continue to thrive over that 100-year span when you think about transitioning from cotton and natural yarns to synthetic yarns for textiles, and ultimately to yarns for carpet, and then ultimately into carpet manufacturing, and today into a full-service flooring company. There's been a lot of transformation, and that's why we're still here, and we're excited to start our next 100 years in business.
I understand that you're making some investments on the carpet side.
We are, and Jared and Jamin are going to speak to the details of our product innovations for 2020. We are investing in our soft surface and our hard surface business. We have new tufting technology. We're packaging it in a program that we call Technique. And Technique really is a high-end look, very clean, very crisp look for beautiful patterns. And we've actually created some very beautiful patterns in our new products for 2020. And we've actually created something behind me that showcases this tufting technology with some landscape scenes that we've actually tufted using nylon in this new technology. So very exciting to be launching this technology for 2020.
What are you calling that?
We're calling that Technique.
Technique.
That's right. Okay. Kemp, you know, at the Dixie Group, we're a product-first company, and we need to continue to innovate and create the most beautiful products in the world. We're a leading stainmaster mill, and we're proud of that success, and we'll continue being a leading stainmaster mill. At the same time, with the dynamics in the market, we see a need to diversify the offering, and you're going to see a lot of new products this year with our Envision 6.6 program. We have innovations on soft surface, innovations on hard surface, and we need to continue to innovate to be successful in the market. It's who we are. It's what we do, and that's what the marketplace wants from us. So Jamin and Jared will go into details on what we're doing on each side.
All right. So Jamin, tell us a little bit about the hard surface side.
Oh, well, we've been quite busy for the last 18 months, I guess you'd say, and pulling together new products. We came to market last year launching the TruCore brand, which we've expanded on and enhanced this year, and added product to that. We've got roughly 162 SKUs of WPC and SPC that are in the market today. Some of the new innovations for this year in the tile segment for SPC is our IGT technology, which is, we call it integrated grout technology. It's an SPC profile that once it's profiled and clicked together, it gives you the visual of a U-shaped notch rather than a painted beveled edge, so you get a real true grout line look in the product. So we've introduced 12 SKUs in that collection, ranging from 24 by 24, 18 by 24, and 12 by 24 sizes. So that, coupled with our tiles we launched last year and some new tiles in the TruCore series this year, we're up to 30 tiles in the program. We're launching also an industry first WPC product, what I would consider the largest plank on the market. It's 10 inches wide, it's 84 inches long, and it's 10 millimeters thick. It's a WPC profile with a cork attached pad, 20 mil wear layer, and painted beveled, all four sides painted beveled layers. So really nice product line there. Kicking that off this month, eight SKUs in the 10 by 84 format. And then we've also added some 72-inch planks to the mix, which we've not had before. So we've got some 9 by 72 and 7 by 72-inch planks, both 20 mil wear layer, painted bevel, EIR technology, etc. So we've got a total of 18 new planks we're adding, the 30 tiles, plus 9 new planks. So when you add it all up today, we've got 162 SKUs of flooring to offer. Each SKU has its own trim, transition profile, 5 different ones to go with it. So we're inventorying close to 1,000 pieces of trim. And not to let the wood category go by the wayside, we've also on our Fabrica side for hardwood, we've introduced 9 new SKUs there, some white oak, some European white oak, as well as some North American hickory. So we've got a total of 30 SKUs now in the Fabrica wood program that really has some price points in that mid to upper range level that we're shooting for to enter the wood category. So we're really excited about that as well. So lots been on the plate. And a lot's coming out here in the first quarter, and we're really, really excited about this year.
Sounds like you've been busy. So let me just ask you that extremely large WPC product, what are you calling that?
It's TrueCore Prime XXL, double X. Yeah, so it's, and the other two 72-inch products are Prime XL, so, but that's in our WPC format, so.
To hear that you're also going to continue to ramp up the Fabrica wood business, because you know we're hearing some other brands out here that used to be just rugs only, and they're getting into wood business, and so you know there's a market for that, isn't there?
There is. You know, that market, we feel like I think over the past 4 or 5 years, the what I would call the entry-level wood category has been consumed with rigid core, because sliced face and rotary peel wood products are at a price point now where the looks you get in a WPC or SPC rival that, and there's no maintenance. It's a lot easier to live on, and it's a lot less expensive, right? So I think the home center business that was once the entry-level wood products, they've switched over to rigid core products as well. And so what is viable in the wood category is what I call that mid-tier range, which is, you know, products that are going to retail in the $7, $6, $7, $8 to $10 a foot and higher at retail. And those are big tickets because those are generally bigger homes. We've got some 9.5-inch wide plank in our wood category that we've launched. We've got 8 SKUs there that are doing very well. So bigger, wider wood planks are working on the higher end market. We feel like what we're offering in a WPC format can segue in and have its own little path to success. So,
all right, great, Jamie. Jared, so it's 90% more or plus of the business.
That's right.
And we left you last. Tell us what's going on with carpet.
So we've got three main real kind of platforms we're working on. So last year we launched the Envision 6.6 program into Dixie Home, expanding that into a number of different price points, constructions with the Dixie Home line, and taking that into the Maslin brand. So very excited about Envision 6.6 program for us. TM mentioned the Technique collection, so we put a number of products into the Fabrica, as well as some items that we'll put into the Maslin wool collection. This really lets us celebrate, you know, tufting innovation, tufting technology, to get it to a really high-end look. This technology lets us do some really precise, beautiful items that historically you haven't been able to do in tufting. So very excited to see those items, both with Fabrica and in the Maslin line. We have another innovation with Maslin into a Pet Protect product we call Color Play. It allows you to put this color striation onto a solution dyed nylon. So historically, when you see solution dye, it's solid color, maybe a barber pole. This technology lets us put some striation of color, give a product some depth and aesthetics that, again, in solution dye, I've never been able to see on the market either. So I've got some neat little innovations going, a number of products, beautiful items, patterns, and loops in the Envision 6.6 expansion. Helps us kind of reach into some new categories that we haven't been there as well.
Talked in the past about the fact that in the carpet business, you guys are probably four times, your average price is probably four times the price you see in the rest of the marketplace. And I mean, that makes some luxury, good-looking products. And you've got some new investments, as we said, in tufting equipment. And you've got your own yarn systems now. You've got a 6.6 yarn system that's unique to you, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think it, you know, it's innovation on a number of fronts, using some yarn combinations to give us just different looks from a yarn standpoint, taking tufting technology. So we're looking for innovation across a number of different platforms wherever we can get it, that lets our design team really create some unique and different things that drive the industry forward.
using Vicki Gilstrap to do a lot of your design work, and she's continuing to come up with inspiring, great-looking products?
Absolutely, and Jan Calloway from a tufting standpoint, phenomenal, creates some wonderful fabrics that the team can work with. So we have a very talented team in our design department.
It's great to catch up with you guys. Glad to hear that you're going to be 100 years old this year, and outlook for 2020 is good, right?
Absolutely, looking forward to it, Kemp.
All right. Okay, again, been talking to TM, Jamin, and Jared here at the Dixie Group. And you've been watching Kemp R and FloridaDaily.net.